The public, in my view, has spoken.
Timothy Burr, chairman of the Bridge Naming Committee, hinting at his recommendation as he opened the panel's fourth and final meeting Tuesday evening.
The public has spoken with clarity, they've spoken with vibrancy, and they've spoken substantially with one voice and one mind. And it's a mind that I personally agree with.
The committee was established by the Escambia County Commission and Gulf Breeze City Council. As noted by Chairman Burr, it solicited community input and held a couple of public forums that yielded overwhelming results.
We as a committee should recommend that the name of the bridge be called after General James, the General Daniel Chappie James Memorial Bridge. Clearly, it metaphorically helps us to further the process of bridging gaps in our community.
In addition to persuasive public testimony, a survey of the community brought in over 800 submissions, including 359 in favor of James. The Pensacola native was a flight instructor with the famed Tuskegee Airmen, a fighter pilot in the Air Force, and became the nation's first African-American four-star general. In second place with 65 votes was former State Senator Philip D. Beal. Beal helped to secure funding for the current span, which was dedicated in his honor after opening in 1960. Against the groundswell of support for James, Beal's grandson, Kirk Beal from Texas, put up an emotionally charged campaign to have the Beal name transferred to the new bridge.
I wish his grandson was here today because I had a comment that I wanted to make to him and how impressed I was with his ability to participate in this process with the level of emotions that he has obviously connected to it.
Committee member Lawrence Powell acknowledging the younger Beal's effort.
And by no means do I want him to take away from this that the citizens of this committee slighted him or his family. We just facilitated the process, and I think that's important for him to know.
After comments from all the members, the vote by the Bridge Naming Committee was unanimous. It signaled the consensus State Senator Doug Broxson was waiting for.
The committee's vote represented both sides of the bridge, and that we'd already spoken to the city of Gulf Breeze about their position, and they really wanted some definition also. And so I think the committee provided that.
With the city of Pensacola and Santa Rosa County already in support, Broxson filed legislation Wednesday to officially begin the naming process.
We're going to have a new bridge. It's going to be a beautiful bridge, and it's going to be named Chappie James if I can persuade my colleagues to go along with me, and I'm sure they will.
You could imagine people would be coming right off like this, right? And they would be greeted by General James, you know, holding his helmet and an airplane. I think that would be phenomenal.
This vision of a statue of General James at the foot of the new bridge comes from retired Marine and former congressional candidate Chris Dosev. It was Dosev who first proposed naming the bridge in James's honor 1 year ago.
My whole team, I just felt as though we were a bunch of horses waiting for the race to get started, you know? And now with this happening, the bell is rung, the gates have opened, and we're off to the races.
Now that they have the name, Dosev is ready to start a fundraising campaign and says just this week he's been talking with engineers, sculptors, and others needed to make the James Memorial a reality. He's hopeful they'll have it in place when the new $427 million bridge officially opens in 2021. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.